ವರದಾರಿ ಜಯ ಯಶೋದಾನಂತ ಜಯ ವ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಜಯ ಯಶೋದಾನಂತ ಜಯ ವ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಜಯ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರವನಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರವನಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಜಯ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ
ಗ್ರಂಥರಾಜ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಗವತಂ ಕೀ ಚಾಯ್ ಶಿಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ಚಾಯ್
ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम एथ कैंटो चैप्टर 16 टेक्स्ट नंबर 55। दक्षिणां गुरवे तद्यात् ऋत्विग्भ्याश्च यथार्थः अन्नध्यानेष्वा पकांश्च प्रीणयेत् समुपागतान् दक्षिणां गुरवे तद्यात् ऋद्विग्भ्याश्च यथार्थः अन्नध्यानेष्व पकांश्च प्रीणायेत् समुपागतान् दक्षिणां गुरवे तद्यात् ऋद्विग्भ्याश्च यथार्थः अन्नध्यानेष्व पकांश्च प्रीणयेत् समुपागतान् Dakshinam, some contribution of money or gold. Gurave, unto the spiritual master. Tadyat, one should give. Ritvik bya cha, unto the priest engaged by the spiritual master. Yatha harataha, as far as possible. Anna adhyena, by distributing prasada. Ashwapakan, even to the chandalas, persons habituated to eating the flesh of dogs. Cha, also, prinayet, one should please, samupagatan, because they have assembled, therefore the ceremony. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. One should satisfy the spiritual master and assistant priest by giving them cloth, ornaments, cows,
and also some monetary contribution. And by distributing prasada, one should satisfy everyone assembled, including even the lowest of men, the chandalas, eaters of the dog flesh. We will also read the translation for text up to 59. One should distribute Vishnu prasada to everyone, including the poor man, the blind man, the non-devotee, and the non-brahmana, knowing that Lord Vishnu is very pleased when everyone is sumptuously fed with Vishnu prasada. The performer of yajna should then take prasada with his friends and relatives. Every day from Pratipat to Triyodasi, one should continue the ceremony to the accompaniment of dancing, singing, the beating of a drum, the chanting of prayers and all auspicious mantras, and recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam. In this way, one should worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the religious ritualistic ceremony known as Payovrata, by which one may worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I received this information from Brahma, my grandfather, and now I have described it to you in all details. O most fortunate lady, establishing your mind in a good spirit, execute this process of Payovrata and thus worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Keshava, who is inexhaustible. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. In this Vedic system, prasada is distributed as recommended here, without discrimination as to who may take the prasada, regardless of whether one be a brahmana, sudra, vaishya, kshatriya, or even the lowest of men, a chandala. He should be welcome to accept prasada. However, when the chandalas, the lower class or poorer class, are taking prasada, this does not mean that they have become Narayana or Vishnu. Narayana is situated in everyone's heart, but this does not mean Narayana is a chandala or poor man. The Mayavada philosophy of accepting a poor man as Narayana is the most envious and atheistic movement in Vedic culture. This mentality should be completely given up. Everyone should be given the opportunity to take prasada, but this does not mean that everyone has the right to become Narayana. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Shakshur Unmilitam Yena Tashmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Katamayam Tatatishva Patantikam Ye Krishna Karuna Shindo Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Shri Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanushude Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Pashya Krupa Shindupyaye Vacha Patitanam Pavane Pyo Vaishnave Pyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vashadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangun Langayate Girim Yatkrupatamaham Mande Shri Guru Dinataranam. Very wonderful, like set of like verses. There are like so many different important points discussed in this like few verses, and we will look at some of the most important ones. In the interest of time, like we will list like 6 of them and maybe go into details of at least couple of them. First, let me list some of the points which stands out like for me, like when I read the translation and the purport. The first one is in the purport of text 55, from Srila Prabhupada's, the way Srila Prabhupada is writing this purport, we can very easily understand Srila Prabhupada's compassionate mood. Here, the verse is mainly talking about distributing prasadam even to the lowest of men. He doesn't say anything about Mayavada philosophy and all those, but Srila Prabhupada goes into details to caution us. So we will go into this little later. That is one. And second one is the compassion of Lord Krishna. So if we look at the translation of text 56, where we can see that Lord Vishnu is very easily pleased when someone is fed with Vishnu Prasadam. So we will see how that relates to compassion of the Lord. And the third point is how in the Vedic system, charity given to qualified individuals are emphasized. So there is a specific reason why we need to give things in charity. We will look at that. And fourth point is, in this set of verses, we do see that there are different procedures given for this particular ritual known as payovrita. And the essence of all these rituals, so that is something we need to understand. So most of the times, instead of paying attention to the essence, it is very easy for us to bog down by the details. We might be looking at the external details instead of focusing on the essence. So we will look at that as well. And last two points. One is that here it is mentioned that this particular procedure was received by Kardama Muni. Kashyapa Muni, not Kardama Muni. Sorry. I'm changing the entire storyline. So Kashyapa Muni, he received the information from Lord Brahma. And he is describing to his wife. So this also indicates how important it is for us to receive information in the disciplic succession. He did not manufacture something. He is just repeating whatever he heard from Lord Brahma. And the final point is in text 59, there is a specific word used. Suddha bhavena. Suddha bhavena means in a pure state of mind. It mentions that it is how to engage in different ritualistic ceremonies prescribed in the Vedic scriptures. We cannot just perform them. It is not sufficient to perform whatever is mentioned. We need to perform them in a pure state of mind. Then only we will get the full benefit. So these are the 6 points I want to at least discuss about. So let's go into each one of them a little bit. First one is about the compassion of Srila Prabhupada. So this is something which is really important for us to understand and appreciate. Many times when we read the purports of Srila Prabhupada, though a particular point might not be directly discussed in the verse itself, But Prabhupada will be discussing about a specific point. And one might, if someone is going to read it from a scholarly perspective, then one might question, what is this? Srila Prabhupada is talking about something which is not listed in the like actual verse. He is talking about something like, you know, like different. But we need to understand the mood. So he is so compassionate that he wants us to like understand the real reason why a particular verse was spoken, like, or like what this particular verse is speaking about, or why it was like, you know, like spoken. He is giving like, you know, like lot of like information, additional information he like, you know, like provides. So in this particular case also, he is refuting the Mayavada philosophy, saying that that, you know, by taking the prasadam, one is not going to become Narayana. Here, like, you know, like he is trying to protect us from the Mayavada philosophy. Because, like, you know, like in Kali Yuga, we always try to look for things which are very, very easy. Like we don't like to do things in a proper way, but rather we want to do things in the easiest way possible. So we try to find some loopholes or other. And that's why, like, you know, Mayavada philosophy is very much appealing to like people. Because if someone is going to like, you know, like tell like you are God, then we are like, oh, good. At least one person in the world understood that I am God. Like that, because all of us, we think that, like, you know, like we are the controller of whatever, like, you know, like we are doing and that and this and whatnot. We think that we are God. Or sometimes maybe we will be like little bit humble. We might think that I'm almost God. Not God, but almost God, like that. So whenever we hear like in the Mayavada philosophy, that's why it is like, you know, like appealing to so many people. Because when they say that, oh, like, you know, like there is no difference between you and God, you are God and all those, the false ego is like, you know, like it becomes really like happy. Yes, finally someone understood my true nature. So, like, you know, like Srila Prabhupada, he knows that he wants to protect the devotees from like, you know, like getting into this kind of philosophy, because these are so easily like pleased, like, you know, people will be easily pleased by these kind of like philosophies, because it is going to cater to our own false ego, pride and that and this and whatnot, and like material attachment, it feeds into like everything. So that's why Srila Prabhupada, he is talking about like, you know, Mayavada philosophy, how by taking prasadam, one is not going to become Narayana, and we need to make sure that like we are not going to be attracted by these kind of Mayavadic philosophies. So that is like, something which like immediately stood out like when I read the purport. Because this is something we can see again and again. It doesn't matter like which kind of like which verse Srila Prabhupada is talking about, he will be always bringing some additional points. Sometimes it might be to re-emphasize a specific point. Like if we if we look at this particular like in like 8th canto, I don't know like how many times Srila Prabhupada might have written, you are not this body, you are a spirit soul. Like, and like we need to like, you know, surrender to Krishna, we need to serve him. So he might be like, you know, he might have repeated this message again and again and again and again. If you read like, you know, like even like in like Bhagavad Gita or like any particular scripture, Srila Prabhupada will be like so compassionately keep on talking about that specific point again and again. So if our mood is not proper, we might think that what is this? Like, you know, Srila Prabhupada already mentioned in the first verse that you are not this body. I already understood. Why is keep on like, you know, like talking about the same point? This is to make sure that, because like, you know, like in Kali Yuga, like all of us have like, you know, like really dull-eared. So we need to hear a particular message for maybe like 5 times or 10 times or 20 times or 100 times or 1,000 times before we really hear the message. So that's why, like, you know, like, because of the compassion of Srila Prabhupada, he often, like, you know, like, keeps on talking about a specific point, or he provides like some additional details to caution us. So many times we do see in various purports that Srila Prabhupada will talk about something which is not presented in the actual verse itself to answer some questions we might have. So he anticipates some of the questions we might have, like, you know, maybe a particular verse might be talking about a set of like conditions, then we might say that, oh, like, it might not be applicable to me, or it is going to be like applicable only to a particular set of devotees, or this particular verse is valid only for Satyuga or Treta Yuga or Dwapara Yuga, it doesn't apply to Kali Yuga. Like that, we might come up with some like, you know, like, we will come up with something to say that it doesn't apply to me. And Srila Prabhupada anticipates some of those, and he presents some Vedic like evidence to refute that even before we ask the question. So like that, we can see that the way Srila Prabhupada writes his purports is really like amazing. We can really, like, you know, like, feel the compassion of Srila Prabhupada. He wants to make sure that we are not like, you know, deviated from the essence. He is always, like, you know, like, very protective of his like followers. So that is the like first point. And second point is, in text 56, it is mentioned that how Lord Vishnu is pleased by feeding everyone Vishnu Prasadam. This is probably like one of the like easiest ways to please Lord Krishna, by feeding someone prasadam and distributing the message of Lord Krishna. These are the ways in which we can very easily please Krishna. Why he is very much pleased? Again, it is directly related to the compassion of Lord Krishna, the eagerness of Lord Krishna to take all of us, like, in, like, back home, back to Godhead. In one of the earlier like classes, we did discuss that how Lord Krishna is bound by, like, you know, like, his own like rules, that, like, you know, like, he is not partial to anyone. Because he is not partial to anyone, he cannot give devotion to anyone. So only way someone can get the seed of bhakti is by performing some akyada sukriti. Like, you know, if someone is going to like unknowingly do something, some service to the devotees or some service to the deities, then they get the benefit. Then that is going to bring them closer to the devotees. Then that is going to help them in starting their devotional service. When someone is going to be fed like Krishna Prasadam, in essence, they are doing, like, in a service, right? Is eating prasadam service? Yes. It's very, that's why, like, we say, like, prasada sevaya. Like, you know, though someone is eating prasadam, they are actually rendering service to Lord Krishna, though they might not know. That's why, like, you know, like, having Krishna lunch and all these programs are really, like, important. So when someone is going to, like, partake, like, Krishna prasadam, their devotional service is going to start. That is the reason why Lord Krishna is like very much pleased when we are going to feed someone like Krishna Prasadam, or we are going to distribute books, or engage others in some kind of service or other to the Lord. Because that is the only way by which the devotional service of someone is going to begin. And third point is about the charity. So in these verses, it is clearly mentioned that how to observe this particular ceremony, payavrata. It says one should satisfy the spiritual master and assistant priest by giving them cloth, ornaments, cows, and also some monetary contribution. And by distributing prasada, one should satisfy everyone assembled, including even the lowest of men, the chandalas. So here we can see how charity is embedded into different Vedic rituals. The reason is that when we are going to give something in charity, it is going to purify the person who is actually giving the charity. If someone is going to donate their ordinary money for the service of Krishna or for the service of the devotees, then they are going to be purified. And the scriptures like Bhagavad Gita also cautions us that we cannot just give charity randomly to someone. If someone is walking on the road, we cannot say that, because this person is hungry, so let me give him $20. Because we don't know whether that person is going to use that $20 to eat food, or he is going to use it or misuse it in some other way. Because we are going to get some of the karma. If someone is going to misuse whatever we given to them, then we are going to partake in the karma. That's why in Vedic scriptures, it is very strongly recommended that we provide charity to qualified people, like the spiritual master, brahmana, different saintly personalities. Why we need to give it to them? Because when we give it to a qualified personality, we know that for sure they are going to use the money in the service of Krishna. If they are going to use the money in the service of Krishna, or whatever we are giving it in the service of Krishna, we can reap some of the benefits. And additional point about the charity is that though charities are really good, but for this particular Kali Yuga, the greatest charity give or take part in is chanting of the holy name. It is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Actually, Chaitanya Charitamrita, in one of the purports, Srila Prabhupada is quoting some Vedic scriptures. He did not specify which scripture it is. There is a specific verse where it says that someone can donate 1 million cows on the day of solar eclipse. On the day of solar eclipse, if you give some charity, the benefit is going to be magnified many folds. So one can give 1 million cows on the day of solar eclipse, and one can perform, I think, 1,000 Ashwamedha yagyas, and one can give in charity heaps of gold, which is like mountain. And all these charities cannot even compare to 1,000th of the benefit one can give by chanting the holy name of the Lord. So here we can see that the biggest charity is actually giving out the holy names. That's why going on Harinam and distributing books and all those are much more pleasing to Krishna. That's why Krishna says that those who are distributing the message, they are very, very dear to him. Because by doing this, we can provide lot of benefit to those who are going to hear the message. And the fourth point is the essence of various like activities which are like mentioned in the scriptures. We need to make sure that we really understand what is the essence of observing various vratas are like ceremonies, ritualistic ceremonies listed in Vedic scriptures. Because the essence is going to be like as it indicates, that is the essence of the entire like process. We cannot be just looking at things from an external perspective. For example, like the essence of observing vratas like Ekadasi is to increase our absorption in Lord Krishna. The reason why we try to observe fasting is due to the fact that it is going to help us in reducing the amount of time we need to spend in preparing the meal. And if you look at eating or honoring prasadam, it takes lot of effort. We need to go for shopping, boga shopping, and clean the vegetables and that and this, and cut them and prepare them nicely and then offer them. Then we honor prasadam. So it takes lot of time. The reason why we fast is that we try to minimize all other activities other than directly hearing about and serving Krishna. So we try to minimize all other activities. That's why we observe fasting. But if we are just observing fasting by not observing the main principle, which is observing ourselves in the service of Krishna by hearing and chanting, by increasing our hearing, by increasing our chanting, then we are not going to get the full benefit. We are going to be just doing the external things. We might be observing for example, today we are observing fasting until noon. So we might be observing fasting. If our consciousness is not correct, if we are not going to be focusing on hearing and more hearing and more chanting, then we are going to be only thinking about prasadam. 8:12. At 12 o'clock, I can break fast. I don't know what Vishwakarma Prabhu is going to make today. The mind is going to think about all those. What is going to be lunch? What he might have made for breakfast? So that I will keep on looking at my clock, my watch. As soon as it is going to be 12 o'clock, I am going to run down. I don't know whether the class is going to be go on or Pushpanjali is going to go on. I am going to go down and honor some prasadam. So the entire time we are going to be fasting, we are going to be absorbed. Instead of getting absorbed in Krishna, we will be getting absorbed in when I am going to eat. Anyways, prasadam is also a representation of Krishna. But the point is that it is, if we are not going to be focusing on the essence, it is going to be, we are not going to get the full benefit. We might be chanting the Maha Mantra, and when we are fasting, the stomach might be making a lot of noises, and then maybe we learned, let's say, that Vishwakarma Prabhu is making pizza for lunch, then maybe we will be saying Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Then maybe we will say without us noticing, the next round we will be saying instead of Hare Krishna, we will be saying Hare Pizza, Hare Pizza, 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 Hare Hare. That's how the mind works. So it is really important to make sure that we are understanding the essence, why we are doing what we are doing. So that is going to be something we need to always meditate on. Because without that, we are going to be focusing on the externals. Anyways, that itself is very like big topic and very like an like, important topic indeed. So let me like go through the last 2 points like very like briefly, because we don't have so much time. The fifth point is how Kashyapa Muni is not manufacturing anything. He is just listing whatever he had heard from Lord Brahma. So that is something which is going to be really like important. When we observe different like rituals, we cannot like modify it to suit like our own needs whimsically. So we need to follow them as they are like prescribed. That being said, a bona fide like spiritual master, a bona fide like like representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead can make changes based on time, place and circumstance. The main thing is that we cannot whimsically change, because we like to do something, we cannot come up with some kind of like excuse and like make some changes. So that is like another like point that we need to like accept as things are presented by like disciplic succession, and for because of a particular need, if there is a need to change a particular practice, we need to seek guidance instead of randomly choosing things on our own. We need to approach the spiritual master or a sadhu and ask them, this is my situation. Let's say today we need to fast. For some reason or other, someone, if they are not going to fast, their blood pressure might be going high or low or whatever it is. Someone might have some medical condition which will limit them from observing fasting. Though observing fasting is an important principle, but the most important principle is that we need to make sure that our health is going to be maintained properly so that we can serve Krishna nicely. So that is a higher principle. So if we know that there is some limitation on our own because of our body, mind or the circumstances, we can approach a senior Vaishnava and get guidance from them. If we follow their guidance, then we are going to be protected. If we are going to do things whimsically on our own, then we are not going to get the benefit. So that is the fifth point. The final point is that for performing any of these sacrifices or ceremonies, to observe any of these ceremonies, one of the most important things which is needed is the Sutta Bhavena. So we need to do those in a pure state of mind to get the full benefit. That is why if we observe any kind of practices which are which are practiced within the society of ISKCON, we can see that we always accompany everything. It doesn't really matter whether it is initiation ceremony or observing of appearance or disappearance of different acharyas, any kind of ceremonies. The main thing which we do is chanting of the holy names. Because when we chant the holy names, we are going to our consciousness, our mind is going to be purified. Then we are going to reap the full benefit of participating in those activities. So that is the final point. It is already going to be 8:19. So I will stop here. These sets of verses are really deep. It has so many different instructions which we can learn from. So in the interest of time, I'm trying to add very little information on all those. So during discussion, if needed, we can expand on any of those more. Thank you.
Wow, good. Looks like no questions. Oh, yes, Prabhu.
Yeah, very nice point that here it has been mentioned that spiritual master must be satisfied after all sacrifice, whatever you make. Then spiritual master will recommend his assistant. That's what you mentioned. The assistant to be satisfied also. But sometimes what happens, you know, the grahastha who is doing all the sacrifice or festival, they ignore the other devotees, you know, like they say spiritual master. So of course spiritual master must recommend, you know, to whom he recommends. Then, like if you go back to 53, verse number 53, there is a very nice verse that spiritual master Rituja's means he recommends. I got the doubt. If you can answer, there are who are, I want to know who are those assistants. Like in say, translation, it is written Hota and what is that? Hota and Brahma and Advaryu and Udgatam. So this. I was just curious to know.
Yes, Prabhu. Thank you,
Prabhu. If you can tell us.
So, in different, like Vedic ceremonies, different kinds of priests are like used. So, if you look at like, you know, like Vedic like scriptures, like if you look at the Vedas, they are like, you know, divided into like different parts. And there are like priests who are qualified to perform a particular like activity. So each of these priests, like, you know, like someone will be chanting a particular kind of like mantra, someone is an expert in like, you know, like doing the sacrifice, like that. There are some specific things which are like mentioned in the like scriptures. But in our like, you know, like in modern like society, because of, like, you know, like in Kali Yuga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had made everything like, and like very like easy like for us. Like all of us are in essence like assisting the spiritual master and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by taking part in the chanting of the holy names and all those. But in Vedic system, when we do elaborate like sacrifices, it is important to have like multiple like, you know, like priest. And each one of them are like, you know, qualified to perform a particular kind of like activity. So these like, you know, like priests are experts in a specific like activity, like, you know, like chanting certain like Vedic mantras and things like that. Yes, Baba.
One more thing, we should point out, we should remember here in this verse that you told that, and also it in translation it is written, whatever Kashyapa Muni told to Diti, then that's what he had heard from his grandfather Brahma. So this is a very important point.
So
thing is that he heard that after festival we have to give prasadam, you know, to everybody, even low born and and chandalas even, dog eaters. So that the Vishnu will be satisfied.
Yes.
So this is a very important point. But sometimes what happens, the devotees, they don't care whether any visitor to the temple or anybody, they just ignore. And they, even if they come down by chance, I, of course it is a rule that so-called rule, I don't criticize. But even if somebody come somehow or other, it came down, suppose to basement, while devotees are taking prasadam. It's very unfortunate to tell that guest in his face that you should know this prasadam is for devotees. Don't take prasadam. It's very bad.
Yes, so
see how Prabhupada will be displeased and Chris, because it's Prabhupada's house. And Krishna will be, you know, here in this verse it is stated, you can, Lord Vishnu will be not satisfied. Even what to speak of that? You go back to Srimad Bhagavatam, somewhere it is mentioned, for a family member, for a grahastha, he has to go outside, okay? Before taking prasadam, he has to call. If anybody is hungry outside on the street, he has to feed them. Even if Prabhupada gives in a lecture, even one serpent or snake, if it is inside your house, you have to feed them first. Then you have to eat, if it is left. So I'm just, but I'm not trying to criticize nothing, but this is a point to, for all the devotees, those who are really want to be devotee, a follower of Prabhupada.
Yeah, thank you for the point, Prabhu. Just to add something to what you said, we cannot compromise on the principle, but the details can be changed based on the place and circumstance. When we say we need to distribute prasadam, it doesn't mean that you are in here it is mentioned for a specific how to observe a particular kind of festival. So here also we have Sunday feast where we sumptuously feed devotees to their satisfaction, but other times it might not be possible for the temple to always make so much prasadam because it is going to be wasted. That is disservice. In the name of service, if we say I'm going to feed all the people who are going to come here, so let me cook for 100 devotees and only 10 devotees came, then if you throw the prasadam which can be fed for 90 devotees, that is the greatest offense. So many times we need to evaluate a particular circumstance to see, and then to see what is going to be beneficial. So but the principle of feeding prasadam is important. So here we have we keep maga sweets which are directly taken by Kishore Kishori, Gaurnitai and Jagannath Baladev Subhatra Maharani, and we have the Charnamrita. All these are prasadam. Prasadam doesn't really mean that we have to feed someone full plate of breakfast or Rajbhog or evening dinner or whatever it is. So that is not the point. Prasadam is anything which is taken by the Lord, that is prasadam. Even when someone is offering maga flower, that is prasadam. So we cannot say that prasadam means going down and that is another point. The principle cannot be compromised. We have to give prasadam. But prasadam can be taking it can take different parts if you will, or different shapes if you will. So even this is prasadam, Charnamrita is prasadam. So temple does provide prasadam to everyone who is coming. But because of security reasons and other things, anyways, we are talking about something specific to the temple. So I don't want to go into the details. Because of certain circumstances, devotees can make arrangement so that certain benefits might be limited. But the mood there is different. It is not to say that no one should take prasadam, but the mood is something very different. The mood is to preserve whatever we offer to Krishna, and we are not going to unnecessarily waste things. Because when we have unsteady flow of people honoring prasadam, then we cannot anticipate. We are not Krishna to know today there is going to be 47 devotees coming to the temple. Tonight there is going to be 23 devotees coming. We cannot anticipate that. So then we will be like, you know, like cooking so much, and then we will be wasting and that and this. So the management and others, they do need to take that also into consideration, because their main duty is to make sure that they are going to be responsible and accountable to Srila Prabhupada. As you mentioned, this is Srila Prabhupada's house. So they need to be, because they are in the management position, they need to take the position to be accountable. And one of the important way they can do that is to make sure and evaluate the circumstances and make recommendations based on that. So those are like, you know, like 2 points. Obviously, like, you know, we cannot compromise on, like, you know, we never say, or we should never say that we will not feed anyone like prasadam. We should give, like, you know, like everyone some prasadam, because by that, Lord Krishna is going to be pleased. But at the same time, prasadam doesn't mean a huge quantity of, like, you know, like feeding someone something. Even giving like one spoon of charanamrita or a small, like, you know, brown burfi or whatever it is, that is prasadam. Or, like, you know, like giving a maga flower from the deities, that is prasadam. All these are prasadam. All of them have the same effect. So that is what is going to be, like, you know, like pleasing to Krishna. So those are the points I wanted to add. You want to like add something, Subal Prabhu?
One thing that we should be careful also is not to generalize. The statements of all the devotees don't care is in general not a, you know, it's not accurate. So generalizations are not very accurate. And another thing is, no one complains in India when you go to the major temples, when you receive just a little handful of pongal as prasadam, and everybody is satisfied. In Jagannath Puri, you get prasadam without paying. And so many other temples, you have to, big, major, magnificent temples of Lord Vishnu all over India, you have to, you get prasadam, you have to give a donation. You have to give a donation to the pandas, so they bring to you if you want something more. Otherwise, you just get a little handful of a ladu or a pongal, like that. In ISKCON, Srila Prabhupada established to make, you know, this very wonderful feast on Sunday, and as you say very accurately, and appreciate it very much, you put it very clear. That is the time during the festivals that prasadam distribute, you know, in great quantities. During other times that are not festival, it's very good to help the devotees to understand that, you know, we're not necessarily come to Krishna just to take. We can offer to Krishna something. So why not, like in other places, giving a little donation for, you know, taking, coming and take prasadam, like that. And what about, you know, like we can say all the devotees being very protective and concerned about those who have taken the vow of renunciation, who are serving in the temple. You want to see them, you know, that they're very nicely taken care. So it's almost like a paternal for us grihastas, for those, you know, brahmacharis and brahmacharinis and pujaris that live here totally depending on Krishna. I want to see that they're very nicely taken care. I want to see that they're fed first. Just like, you know, if you're a parent, you want to see your children that they're very nicely fed, mm-hmm. even before you get fed. So that's a principle. Mm-hmm. That's a principle of, you know, caring. Mm-hmm. So that's a real caring.
Yes. Thank you, Prabhu. Okay.
Gopala Prabhu told a very nice point. So also here in this translation, in a sloka, verse, it is said, yeah, on festival, the festival will not be successful unless you give prasadam to others. So, yeah, in other days, your devotees should be taken care, that's good point. And on particular festival days, festival times, any festival of ISKCON, they should give the prasadam to the anybody, to publics.
Yeah, like
and,
that.
Yeah, and another point also, Subhala Prabhu mentioned, what is that? Devotees, they should take prasadam, feel nicely, as if they are own children. Yeah, that's good point. But whatever prasadam is left behind, they should put it out, or they should give to somebody. Those who are, you know, and not to throw into garbage. So that is what Jitendra Prabhu is doing. I appreciate sometimes, I see, he is giving plate to homeless, so many people. Yeah, there should be taken, the management take care of that. Whatever prasadam left should be given out instead of wasting. That's good. Thank you.
Yeah. I think it's... Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Yeah, for a better understanding, it says here in the purport, the lowest among mankind is a chandala. But, I mean, dogs are dogs, but people are eating cows, so wouldn't they be considered lower?
Yes, bro.
And then we have the term yavanas and malechas. So what is your definition of a malecha, Prabhu?
Good question. I think Vedic scriptures do have, like, they do provide a specific definition. Do you remember, Mataji, Prabhu?
I thought a malecha was somebody who was a fish eater and didn't know how to speak properly. And then a yavana is one who doesn't follow the Vedic culture. Mm. And then a prashandi is an atheist.
Mm.
So those things just come to mind, you know.
Yeah, yes,
I mean, the people that are eating at McDonald's are worse than the people that are eating dogs in Thailand, according to the Vedas.
Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Oh, she's got a...
I was just contemplating a little bit the points that were brought up in relation to prasadam distribution. I think the point that you raised, that it's prasadam seva, so therefore even on the part of the person who's coming to the temple and who may be accustomed to the particular arrangement for mass prasadam distribution that the temple makes, which is Sundays, and then based on that experience, having the expectation to take not prasadam that's publicly provided, the burfi or the charitamrita, but actually a full plate of prasadam, it would certainly be necessary for such a person to have the understanding that it's seva, so they actually are coming to honor the prasadam, and it's a great privilege to be granted that opportunity and to have the proper mindset towards it. So there is that other side of things as well. So at the point that was brought up by Karuna Nidhi Prabhu was looking from our perspective, but then it's equally necessary to look from the perspective of the person who's coming. So.
Okay. Thank you so much. I think we talked so much about prasadam on a fasting day. Hopefully you are not becoming more hungry. So thank you so much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.